performance that aces the test of time.
Southern lumber and Newark, your natural choice for quality.
You should be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda. Honda.
This is Gary Fuller at Stokes Honda on Rivers Avenue with exciting news. We've just hired Tony Diesenberg to help us move all these new Hondas. For the first time ever, we're offering 0% APR financing up to 60 months. As you know, Tony has been selling Hondas in Charleston for over 35 years because he sells cars the right way. And that's why we recruited him to join Stokes Honda team. This man needs no introduction. Everyone, a big Stokes Honda welcome for Tony Diesenberg.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Charleston. Thank you to everyone I've ever sold a car to. I couldn't be happier than I am to be selling cars at Stokes Honda. If you or anyone in your family is searching for the best price, the best car with the best experience, please come see me, Tony Diesenberg, at Stokes Honda on Rivers Avenue.
That's right, folks. Don't make a $1,000 mistake. You must be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda. Come see me or Tony Diesenberg at Stokes Honda today at 8650 Rivers Avenue or online at StokesHondaNorth.com.
You should be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda.
If you are in business, you have a lot of things on your mind these days, but your credit card processor, it doesn't have to be one of them. Mike and Brian Werner at Electronic Merchant Systems understand we're all in difficult times. Now more than ever, you can count on them for first-class service with your merchant processing needs. Free point-of-sale items, no-fee programs, same-day funding, just a few things offered by the best processor. Electronic Merchant Systems, same company, same name, serving the Lowcountry now for nearly two decades. Check them out today online, emsofsc.com.
Now's the time to get a great deal on Kubota equipment, like versatile number one selling Kubota BX and L Series compact tractors, Z Series mowers that deliver a quality cut, and Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months, now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more details.
If you're on the hunt for a new Kubota, come see the helpful experts at Steen Enterprises. I'm Adam Steen. We appreciate your business.
I know you've been feeling it, but now the calendar confirms it. Summer is officially here, and Red's Ice House is the place to be. It's time to slip on the shorts and let your flip-flop feet walk your way to Red's. Our masks are off so you can see our smiles, and we've got plenty to smile about. Great new drinks to try, like a frozen Arnold Palmer or a Tito's Transfusion. There's a new cold shrimp salad platter just right for summer, and the smoker is cranking out mountains of pulled pork for nachos. And you don't have to wait for the weekend for fun. Every day is a holiday at Red's. Truly Tuesday is our paddleboard happy hour. Get out on the creek for an hour of fun and then come back to Red's for a few truly hard seltzers. Wednesday, it's trivia time. Insane trivia. The questions are tough, the transfusions are terrific, and the night is fun. There's live music all weekend, and Sunday fun days wrap the week up. Slide in any day for a real lunch break, because it's summer at Red's Ice House on the banks of historic Shim Creek in Mount Pleasant.
WTMZ, 98.9 FM.
Why did a nice young girl with such a great future drink so much? They told me about themselves, and I found out that there were a lot of other people who were just like me. They drank only because the desire to drink was stronger than anything else. They didn't say to me, if only you'd do this, you wouldn't drink.
I'm Doug Brown. Nets and Bucks, game six tonight in Milwaukee. Brooklyn leads the series 3-2, but will play again tonight without Kyrie Irving and his sprained ankle. The question for the Bucks is, who will guard Kevin Durant? ESPN's PJ Carlissimo.
If he's in that zone again, it's a problem. You know, everybody wants to put Giannis on him. Giannis is going to stop him. Giannis fouled out to begin with. That's a tough cover, but Mike Budenholzer's got a better feel. How many minutes Giannis can play him?
PJ Carlissimo on Get Up. Our coverage of Nets and Bucks at 8 Eastern on ESPN Radio, TV, and the app. The first round of the 121st U.S. Open this year at Torrey Pines. Right now, a three-way tie for the lead. Brooks Koepka, Patrick Rogers, and Matthew Wolff, all at 3-under par. Naomi Osaka withdraws from Wimbledon. Instead, she'll take personal time with friends and family. She does plan to play at the Olympics in Tokyo. Osaka also withdrew from the French Open after a first-round win for mental health reasons.
What? Just 15 seconds to talk about Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea? That smooth taste of real brewed iced tea with just the right kick of alcohol? What? We started already? Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Look for it in the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Now
more Fan Talk with Bobby Harden.
sing. It's only half past 12, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
I know it's 4 o'clock somewhere. Welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Thursday afternoon, my favorite day of the week, music-wise, because we play songs that involve drinking. So there you go. Why not?
And he's off. Trent has left the building. We'll see you next month, Bubba. Be good. Love you.
I want to ask you something before he goes.
Oh, Trent.
Come here. I want to ask you something about that trip. I'm intrigued about that. I want to ask you something about your trip. I think those headsets, you probably might have to cut them up, or if you need to listen to them, I don't know. So you drove here from Charleston to Philadelphia, right? You drove all the way?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
So at some point you woke up, you had to come home. Did y'all drive all the way back home?
Flew home. From San Francisco.
I bet your arms are tired.
I was just wondering about that.
We flew back. We drove the entire way, though. I mean, we drove everything until
you rented a car here in Charleston.
Yeah, rented a car in Charleston, and then took it all the way up, and then down, and then back up, and then flew home from San Francisco.
Wow.
How much did the rental car cost?
It was a pretty penny for sure. Pretty penny.
What kind of car? I mean, it wasn't like a Geo Metro. It was
Did you rent a cool car? I mean, you're going to Route 66. You can't be going like in a Yugo or something.
I wanted to be in a drop top yellow Corvette, but we were in a very nice Nissan Altima. Okay, it was a very good, reliable car.
All right.
So it was good.
Reliability over style. Any day. You don't want to be stuck.
Absolutely.
You don't want to be wearing one of those square cars they sell now.
But it wasn't like, you know, those movies that you know, you turn the car in, bumper's off. Like, you know, missing a door.
That's what we were doing that's what we kept getting off Route 66 because we thought that was going to happen. You know, like with something with the road and all the rocks, and a lot of it's just dirt. A lot of Route 66 is just dirt now. And so you gotta get off.
As much money as the people make, the people go on Route 66, they said, screw this, we ain't repaving this something.
Well, that'd have been a cool. You should have done a blog or something. On your blog, you should have done it.
We have a lot of GoPro footage, a lot of footage that my uncle and I are editing together. And so we're going
to
do a cool.
Well, let us know because I'd like to check that out.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, cool.
No problem. Appreciate you.
We'll see you next month.
Whenever. Tomorrow.
He's off again to adventures. So
good to have him back. Yo.
Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, Bobby, I heard that guy's horrible fan experience story, and I had to call in and follow it up. Mine was at a Gamecock game, too, of course. And not only my worst Gamecock experience, my worst experience as a fan anytime, and I'll tell you which game it was, too, afterwards, because that's what makes it even worse. I was about 22 years old, so I had a little less self-control than I do now, but it was another hot, steamy day, and it was a noon game, so we had been drinking all night already and not feeling well in that heat. And there's this kid behind us in the student section. It's packed in there, so there's really nowhere to move. And you could tell he's getting sick, too. And he pukes all behind me and pukes on my back. So, you know, I didn't put him in the hospital, but he took a stiff one to the nose and kind of sat down in the bleachers. Luckily, his friends took him out of there. But that puke kind of, that was the first quarter. So this puke, the whole game in that heat, stunk so bad, and I had to take my shirt off. By the time the game was over, I couldn't tell if I had my garnet shirt on or not, or if I still did because I was so sunburned. But, of course, this was also the 2004 Ole Miss game where they hit that fourth down play with a minute left to win the game. I mean, talk about, like, a horrible experience as a Carolina fan. I'll never forget that day. It was awful. But I had to call in after that guy was talking about a Carolina puke experience.
Well, thank you for sharing that. That must be. Is this a problem now? When I was a student, I sat in the fraternity section. I don't recall it. I know I have never been puked on. Because I've never gone to jail for beating somebody up.
I've never gotten. There was a time, and it was Labor Day. It was the game.
Right.
First game, or it was Labor Day game. I admit it was an early game too. It was like noon. I can't remember who we were playing, but I met my aunt at IHOP before we went to the game. And I loaded up on some like blueberry pancakes or something like that. And we got to the tailgate. I've had a few to drink. And Satan sat his behind on Williams-Brice Stadium that day. And I was so hot and miserable, we ended up leaving. I was like, I don't feel right. I don't feel it. By the time we got home, you remember the movie Stand By Me where the guy got in a blueberry pie eating contest and things went awry?
Right.
That's what it looked like. It was miserable. So I would have been one of those statistics and one of those stories had I stuck around, but thank God I had enough gumption to leave. We were winning the game, so I was like, screw it.
Right. Well, I've seen people throwing up in the bathroom to the football game, but never throwing up on somebody.
I can't be around it. If I hear it, it triggers.
How do we get on this subject, by the way?
Oh, the guy called.
Yeah. We need to get off this subject.
Yeah, I feel it coming up.
Yeah, we really need to get off this subject. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Bobby, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Look here, Bobby. I haven't heard yet. Like I haven't called. I haven't listened to your station. I've been doing other things. Anyway, are they going to have a full house at Williams-Brice this year?
I didn't understand you. What'd you say?
They got a full house at Williams-Brice this year.
Oh, yeah.
Full house this year.
They're planning on it. Unless something crazy happens, I think you're going to see full stadiums everywhere in the country.
That's all about the one thing I wanted to know. All right, we got Eastern Illinois and East Carolina.
What about East Carolina?
He said, do we have Eastern Illinois and then East Carolina?
Eastern Illinois first. And then East Carolina, correct?
East Carolina on the road, I believe it is.
Okay, and then we got Georgia at Georgia, right?
Right.
I think we'll be 2-0 when we go to Georgia.
Well, I hope so. If we're going to have any semblance of a good season, these first two games are certainly a big key to it. I don't think at East Carolina is going to be very easy, but we'll see. We should beat them, but... You know, we'll see.
So, if Luke Doty is going to be the starter right now, you don't know yet.
The first game.
Well, I thought he was going to be the starter here. Luke Doty.
Eastern Illinois is at 7:00. East Carolina's a noon game, and Georgia's 7:00.
Is Luke Doty going to be the starter?
And Luke Doty. Luke, I can't hear.
That's what he said. Luke Doty.
Should be the starter. That's what they're saying. He'll be the starter going into the fall practice.
Okay.
So let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
You know, you're the only guy I know who's got hearing aids. He still can't hear. He's got to have an interpreter.
Well, he had to win that.
Put it out all the background noise and everything.
Hey, I want to pick a bow with you. The other day, you were saying about that guy that. Doing the Darlington race or the Nashville race, whatever, what he said about his smoking hot wife. You should do an invocation every day about your wife because you're way out of your league. Now, think about it. She's remodeling the bathroom. You got to get your stuff out of the bathroom. Hint, hint, hint. You're now on the porch. Probably next year you'll be in the garage. And after the garage, it'll be the she shed. So think about those things, okay? You might need a newer model.
Speaking of things out of the league, apparently the Cubs could not be in the National League East.
I'm making an agreement with you now. We're not talking about the Braves or the Cubs until they win, okay? Let's make an agreement.
No.
The first one that wins, we can talk about it. We don't want to talk about losses, okay? You don't want to talk about losses, all right?
Yes, sir.
Can you understand that with me very vividly right now, okay?
All right. I won't even talk about how we've already beaten y'all this year, but I won't mention that.
No, again, that's history, Bobby. Go turn on the History Channel. Please, think about the future.
All I asked was a little help from the Cubs, and we got nothing, zip, nada. Not
you realize
a thing.
When you win a game, you gain a half a game. You can't lose a game and gain anything, okay? You got to win a game. and I'm going to bring you some Kleenex tomorrow, because you can't be crying about your team with injuries. Everybody's got injuries. And if you want a little wine with your cheese, I'll bring you some Chardonnay
Name a team's got three starting pitchers out. Name me one team.
I don't know.
Three starting pitchers, the starting catcher, and their starting left fielder.
Why do they have a 40-man roster to replace them? Do what the Cubs do. They replace people, okay?
Right.
We still have a better record than you. But again, I don't want to talk baseball until the next victory, okay?
Yes, sir.
Let's just have that agreement. You woke me up from a beautiful nap.
I didn't wake anybody up. How did I wake you up from a nap?
By starting talking. You're real smooth, and then you get on one of your rants, and it just gets my ears. Because you are good when you're soft. You can sleep, and it sounds like like the waves in the ocean when you're soft. And when you get on one of your rants, you're a pain in the butt.
Okay.
I'm just going to tell you that, okay?
Sorry.
So give it a rest.
Okay.
Be nice.
You got it.
And when you get home tonight, tell your wife she's smoking hot.
Absolutely.
You are way out of your league, okay?
Okay.
Say goodbye now.
843-721-9500 is the number to call. Speaking of the Braves, Red Sox are gone. Cardinals come to town now for a four-game series. Game one tonight at 7 o'clock. And we'll have that for you on 94.7 FM and 9:10 a.m. And again, the TV switches over now for the rest of the weekend. Well, actually, Saturday night they're on Fox, and Sunday night they're on ESPN for whatever reason. But it does switch over to Bally Sports Southeast tonight. So we got to take a break after that tremendous phone call from Jim Downer. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 9:10 a.m.
To you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With seven convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Taking another look at our highways this afternoon. Police continue to work an accident on Dorchester Road at the Mark Clark eastbound on-ramp. Still working the accident at Westcott Boulevard in Dorchester Road. Now we have reports of an accident on Rivers Avenue at Dorchester Road. Another accident at George Street and East Bay. An accident at Tanger Outlet in front of the Loft Hotel. EMS and police are on the scene of an accident on the Ravenel Bridge southbound. Another accident be reported to International Boulevard in the Mark Clark eastbound. EMS and police are on the scene of another accident on Ashley Fosdale at West Spartan, and finally they're working an accident at Ashley Phosphate and Dorchester Manor. This traffic report is being brought to you by CSL Plasma. New donors can earn $825 in the first month. Two locations on Rivers Avenue, across from Northwoods Mall, and across from the old Naval Hospital. CSL Plasma, good for you, great for life. That's the latest Tri-County traffic update. I'm Wolf.
This traffic report provided to you by South Carolina Federal Credit Union, recently recognized as the best financial institution by readers of the Post and Courier. Visit scfederal.org, South Carolina Federal Credit Union.
Low Country Weather.
Brought to you by Home Telecom. Visit homesc.com to learn more. Live life ahead with Home Telecom. Here's your afternoon forecast. Partly sunny and nice with a high around 85. Clear and mild tonight with a low around 72. Mostly sunny and beautiful Friday to launch another Low Country weekend with a high around 84. Looking ahead, mostly cloudy Saturday with thunderstorms likely Sunday and Monday. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
Summer is back, and so is sipping, sizzling, and splashing. But sometimes you gotta beat the heat. That means more surfing, more streaming, and more shopping. You know, internet stuff. And Home Telecom has all the speed you need. Upgrade your internet to 300 megabits per second. Only $74.95 per month for a whole year. Get ready for summer. Upgrade your internet speed today. Live life ahead with Home Telecom.
At Subaru, we love building vehicles for those who pack a lot into life. The redesigned 2021 Crosstrek is our way of saying more power to you. An upgrade in horsepower means you have a world of fun and adventure waiting for you. And the Crosstrek comes with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. Come see what everybody loves at Cruise Subaru. Inventory and offers at cruisesubaru.com with test drives at Cruise Subaru on Rivers.
Shortness of breath, patient's confused. Temp 102.
He just had an infection. What's going on?
He's becoming septic.
Antibiotics started. Bed ready, let's move him.
Infections can lead to a deadly chain reaction in your body called sepsis. Very quickly, sepsis can cause tissue damage, organ failure, and even death. If you know the risks, can spot the symptoms, and act fast, then you can get ahead of sepsis. Learn more at cdc.gov/sepsis.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right! It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harton.
You ain't heard nothing yet.
Well, back home, friends, you can get a dose of something strong from your local grocer. So I walked down till I came a little closer to a place called Happy John's. He said I keep some here for colds and fevers and down underneath where I usually leave her. But just last night I felt a cold.
All right, welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Thursday afternoon. Just got some breaking NBA news. Day after Donnie Nelson was fired as the general manager of the Dallas Mavericks, Rick Carlisle has told Mark Cuban he's out. Get it? Shark Tank reference. Did you get that?
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm out.
Out.
So Rick Carlisle left with 2 years remaining on his contract. So you got to think, you know, the Donnie Nelson deal probably had something to do with that. So the Mavericks will be joining the list of NBA teams looking for a new coach. Also an NBA note, too, family members would like to see Zion Williamson on another team because of the Pelicans' failure to put the right pieces around him. No word if they're demanding payment from the Pelicans, because that's what Zion's family apparently likes to do. But so they would like to see him on another team. Well, they had Anthony Davis there, but he was out. I don't think he was there. Him and Zion weren't together. He wanted out as well. So, and they don't have a coach. So everybody wants out of New Orleans. I don't know why, because, you know,
the hurricane season.
Were a top five barbecue destination.
Isn't a hurricane? There's a hurricane aiming for it now, a tropical storm.
It's always, yeah, always there. They've had a, the Gulf's had it rough here the last couple of years. Anyway, if you don't know anything about Lotteries to Go, I'm going to tell you about it right now. Lotteries to Go, they'll come to your home office, pick up your clothes, take them, clean them, and bring them right back to you. No more trips to the dry cleaners. So if your dry cleaner's not doing that for you, give Lowry's a call, 843-377-6994. And here's the good part. Mitch and you heard about it here on Fan Talk, and they're going to give you 20% off your next order. That's Lowry's to Go. That number, once again, 843-377-6994. We should do that and have them bring our clothes while we're on the air.
Yeah.
Come in, talk to the driver.
Yeah.
Find out how he's doing, how the fam is, all that stuff.
I have some dress clothes I need dry cleaning too, so I'll bring them.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll bring them and then we'll set it up. Like, what are you doing, stealing my clothes? No, I'm not stealing them. I work with Liar Lease. I'll bring them back.
That's right. That's right. 843-721-9500 is the number to call if you want to chime in on anything going on in the world of sports. You know, when I get here and I try to think of stuff we can talk about on the show and stuff. And one thing I thought of today is because I get asked all the time about how you think Carolina is going to do. My answer is to, I have no idea how Carolina is going to do. Yeah. But I do think the future is bright for Carolina. And I'm not saying we're gonna pass Clemson and leave Clemson in the dust. That ain't going to happen. Mm-hmm. Clemson's at the top. Kind of hard to pass somebody at the top right now. But I do like Shane Beamer. I like all the things he's saying. I think he's bringing a new attitude. And a lot of people go, well, he's never coached before. I will compare Shane Beamer a lot to Matt Campbell, the head coach at Iowa State, whose name was out there on everybody's list that was looking for a coach last year. Shane Beamer's 44 years old. Matt Campbell, he's 41 years old. Shane Beamer never been a head coach, but he's been an assistant at Georgia Tech. He's been assistant at Tennessee, Mississippi State, South Carolina, Georgia, Oklahoma. He's been an assistant under a lot of good coaches. He's been around football all his life. You know, Matt Campbell had coached, I believe, at Toledo before the Iowa State job. He was 3-9 his first year. I would not be surprised if Shane Beamer struggles this year, but he really quickly turn that Iowa State program around. If you look around some of the young coaches in the league, Lincoln Riley's only 37 years old, and look what he's done at Oklahoma. Ryan Day at Ohio State, he's only 42. Ryan Harsin, first year at Auburn, but did great at Boise State. He's only 44 years old. P.J. Fleck at Minnesota, he's only 40. Billy Napier at Louisiana, he's only 41. Mike Norvell at Florida State, who's still got to prove something. I do get that. He's only 39 years old. And I would point out, too, that Dabo Swinney was only 38 years old when Clemson handed him the reins of that program. And I think he's doing pretty good. I'm not saying Shane Beamer's going to have us up there, but I do. Something just tells me, I have a feeling that Shane Beamer eventually is going to be successful at South Carolina. His age shouldn't have anything to do with it if you paid attention to that list of names I just read to you. But if you want to look at comparing Shane Beamer to a young coach out there now, I compare him a little bit to Matt Campbell at Iowa State. And if we can have that time, he took him to the Fiesta Bowl this May. He took Iowa State to the Fiesta Bowl. 9-3. You go 9-3 in Columbia, I think most people will be happy. Got to start being competitive. That's the key to what Shane Beamer has to do. I think he's gonna have a rough go this season. When I say rough, I mean 5-6 wins, I think, is probably the ceiling for this football team. But what you look at this year, if you're a Gamecock fan, is how he does against the other teams. I think that's going to be a big how they play against the other teams. Because last year we were competitive with Tennessee, got beat by 14 points to Florida, beat Vanderbilt, beat Auburn. And then we got destroyed at LSU, destroyed at Texas A&M, lost to Ole Miss by 3, but gave up 59 points. Actually lost to Ole Miss by 17, gave up 59 points in that game. Close loss to Missouri, got killed by Georgia, got killed by Kentucky. And, of course, we didn't play Clemson, and that probably would have been ugly last year. So if you're old enough to remember one of Joe Morrison's early years, we went 3-6-2 that year. But we played everybody tough. Everybody on that schedule. I don't know what year it is. I would look it up. We played everybody tough. And I think that's what Shane Beamer's got to do. He wins 5. If he wins 6 games, get to a small bowl, and he's competitive with everybody else, if he's competitive with Clemson, if he's competitive with Georgia, I think if you're a Carolina fan, you take that. And I could be completely wrong in this comparison, But if I had to compare Shane Beamer to somebody else out there coaching right now, it would be Matt Campbell at Iowa State. And that, my friends, is the best I can do. We got to take a break. When we come back, we'll let you know from Mark Kingston. He met with the media today, kind of wrapping up the baseball season. We'll do that when we come back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
I can bring my vehicle in and get appraised in minutes?
Yes, you may.
I can trade even if I don't buy from Berkeley Ford?
Yes, you may.
Well, what if...
Yes, you may. Berkeley Ford, just 15 minutes from North Charleston on Highway 52 towards Munch Corner.
It's time to tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops with these hot items for dads and grads. Featuring the Titleist TSI family of drivers, faster in the air, longer off the tee, and straighter down the fairway. And don't miss these hot gifts from Bushnell, like the Tour V5 or the Tour V5 Shift with Pin Seeker technology, or the Wingman with Bluetooth and audible GPS for distance. Swing by Edwin Watts Golf Shops and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee, and shop us online at worldwidegolfshops.com.
Did you know your favorite landscape store, Wando Power, rents all kinds of equipment? From sod cutters to aerators, trenchers to stump grinders, commercial zero turn to handheld equipment, mini ride-on skid steers and attachments, and coming soon, full-size skid steers and mini excavators, online at wandopower.com. Or come by Wando Power Equipment off Clements Ferry Road near 526 and see how renting is a fast and affordable way to get the job done right. Only at Wando Power Equipment.
Hi, my name is Matt Johnson, General Manager of Baker Roofing Company of Charleston. Baker Roofing has been taking care of homes and businesses for over 100 years. In 1915, our company was founded on a promise that still holds true today. We shall do good work, at a profit if we can, at a loss if we must, but always good work. For quality, experienced roofing and repairs, log on to BakerRoofing.com. That's BakerRoofing.com.
Don't miss pro soccer in the Lowcountry as the Charleston Battery take on Miami FC this Friday night, June 18th at 7 p.m. Live from Patriots Point. Don't miss a minute of the action with tickets starting at just $12. Enjoy local craft beers, home team barbecue, coastal crust wood-fired pizza, and more before the game in the new Battery Pavilion. Limited tickets are still available for this Friday. Get yours today at charlestonbattery.com. South Carolina's premier pro soccer club, the Charleston Battery, now at Patriots Point.
Dealerships are low on inventory, but at Berkeley Ford, we've got it all. We've got trucks, we've got cars, we've got SUVs, new and used. We've got it all. Save time, save money, avoid traffic. Come see us at Berkeley Ford, just 15 minutes from North Charleston on Highway 52 towards Munch Corner.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future in a world that's changing fast. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do it all with confidence, kindness, and strength. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life, what matters to me is that you keep doing. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
I can do this.
We believe in you.
Each day brings hope.
Every day, millions of people celebrate their recovery from addiction and mental illness while others begin their journey. Be a part of it. Share your strength, support, and hope. Join the Voices for Recovery. Together, we are stronger. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral for mental and substance use disorders for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Now
more Fan Talk with Bobby Harden.
Lord, I guess I went and broke their family tradition. They get on me, want to know, Hank, why do you drink? Hank, why do you roll smoke? Why must you live out the songs that you wrote over and over?
All right, everyone, welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Thursday afternoon. Boy, oh, Bo Stephens, he was big for a while, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. I love Dinosaur. That was one of my favorite songs by him. Country Boy Can't Survive.
Oh, there you go. All right, Mark Kingston met with the media today, wrapping up the baseball season for the Gamecocks. Here's a little bit of what he had to say to the media.
Yeah, well, obviously now the season's over. We've had time to reflect back on everything that's gone on for the last year to 2 years as we've battled COVID. Also looking forward as it relates to roster management and looking into next year. So a lot going on right now. Again, just want to commend our team, our staff, everybody that was a part of our program. For getting through this COVID and having a very good season. Obviously, we still have bigger and grander goals, but all things considered, guys gave everything they had, and they always left it all on the field. So, again, I just want to commend our players, and now we continue to move forward.
All right. If you have a question, please raise your hand, and we will start with Colin.
Hey, Mark, you mentioned after that Virginia game, this was a good, not great year. I'm just curious, now that you've been removed from it a little bit, what's the next step for you guys? Obviously getting to Omaha is the goal, but the next step in taking good years and making them great for y'all.
Well, you know, it's talked about all the time. What you want to do is give yourself the opportunity to get to Omaha. And we did that this year. And so that's the goal every year, is you give yourself the opportunity by hosting a regional or being in a regional so that if you get hot at the right time, if you get the right breaks, if you have everything in place, then you get to Omaha. And we did that this year, but we didn't break through. And so that's the goal moving forward, is we just continue to give ourselves those opportunities. And then you hope, you win that game by a run instead of losing it by a run. You hope you get that big hit instead of popping up, whatever the case may be. We just need to continue to recruit, develop, nurture this team at a very high level, and just keep knocking on the door and bang it down at some point.
Go to Chandler Mack next.
Hey, Coach, first off, congrats on a good season. Just talk to us about just one, how proud are you of your guys that you guys were able to weather the storm with everything going on with COVID and make it back to the tournament? And then two, if you could give this season a letter grade, what grade would you give it?
Well, I'll leave the letter grades to you guys. That's how you get your clicks. So I'll leave that to you guys. You know, our job is to just try to win as many games as we can. And so I'll leave that to you guys respectfully. Again, I so much respect for our team, our players, our staff, our athletic department. So much went into this year that people know, and so much went into it that people will never know. So much went into it. So our guys never complained. They just did what was necessary. Through all the protocols, through all the travel, they just did what was necessary. And I think coming off a year where they didn't get to complete a season, and we were 12-4 when last year's season was canceled. And so getting over the original disappointment from that season being canceled, and then going into the fall, and all the difficulties and all the challenges that were presented there as it related to team meetings and practices and guys being out for COVID and contact tracing. There were a million things going on, and they endured through all of it. And there were times our guys had to be alienated and quarantined in dorms all by themselves, and things that just went on that people will never really have a total understanding of. Our guys, regardless of what was happening, they always came back. They always came back with a good attitude. And we had, as we mentioned, a pretty darn good season. Still want more, but all things considered, we were right there knocking on the doorstep to Omaha, and that's what we want to do. So, yeah, tremendous amount of respect for everybody that was involved.
Go to John Whittle.
Was there anything that was particularly surprising to you that happened over the course of the season in terms of, you know, performance on the field or anything that comes to mind that kind of took you off guard?
I thought we would be a little bit better offensively. I did. I think our pitching was in a really good spot. Defensively, we fielded 976, which is very representative. And at times, I want to have more range and athleticism out there on defense, but I thought our defense was very representative most of the year. And I just, offensively, I thought we would be a little bit better than we were. And so, we'll continue to evaluate that and how we're doing things and always looking to get better there. So I would say that was the biggest surprise on a pleasant side, though. I mean, you had a Wes Clark that was an All-American and led the country. I think he either led or was very close to leading the country in home runs. Brady Allen continued to develop. Raylan Wimmer continued to develop. Josiah Seitler had the best year of his career on the offensive side. So, and then our pitching was one of the best staffs in the country. So while we're not totally pleased and satisfied with where it ended, there was a lot of progress and a lot of things that went very, very well for us as well.
We got Michael and Anna.
Hey, Mark. You talked about after the last game how sort of the game has changed with, pitching and strikeouts sort of being an epidemic in this game. I know it's a hot topic in Major League Baseball right now, too. I'm just kind of curious, how do you sort of envision a modern college offense? How should a lineup kind of look and feel sort of in this day and age, with the way the game is changing? And is that something you guys are still kind of trying to figure out?
Yeah, that's a great question. We're evaluating what we do, but we're also evaluating, what are the trends in the country? You may be surprised to know that Vanderbilt, Ole Miss, Arkansas, and Tennessee all struck out more than we did, which, I didn't really know that until I started to dig deep into it. Strikeouts are a big part of the game. Strikeouts are higher than they've ever been at the major league level. Average is lower than it's ever been at the major league level. And so this is something that needs to be continued to look at. And, the big thing with me is if you're going to strike out like you do in the game, what needed to come along with it for us was a little bit higher on base percentage. And, we had to walk that fine line of being aggressive, but also, are we swinging too much? And that's something we kind of bounced back and forth throughout the year. We didn't want to fall behind in the count, but sometimes when you're over aggressive, then you put balls in play. And your on-base percentage goes down because you don't hit maybe you're swinging at some balls that weren't actually hitter's pitches. So that's something we'll continue to evaluate as the modern game demands. And as it relates to, what does a modern offense look like? I think if you look at the teams that are in Omaha right now, you're seeing guys, you're seeing offense that have a pretty good level of athleticism. They can score in more than one way. Power is a great thing, but power can't be the only thing. You've got to have a lot of guys in that lineup that just give you good, tough, grinded out at bats. And you look at Vanderbilt, that's what they do. Mississippi State, that's what they do. NC State has a lot of power, but they also grind out the at bats. So I think if you look at a lot of those teams, that's what you're seeing. And I think with strikeouts being as high as they are, and it'll be interesting to see if that continues. Obviously Major League Baseball, one of the hot topics right now is what pitchers are doing to try to get the high spin rates. And that's a topic, that's pretty popular for people to look at and follow right now. So it'll be interesting to see at the big league level, how that's affected. So, everything that happens in the big leagues always seems to filter down to the amateur levels as well. So, that'll be something that we're looking at. And at the end of the day, I think what you need is as many good line drive hitters that give you good at bats as you can find. And then you teach them how to drive the ball better, which turns into home runs and doubles, and you get them a lot stronger in the weight room. I think in an ideal situation, that's how you're building it.
And just to follow up on that, you're talking about some of those kinds of hitters and the athleticism and all of that. Immediately, I think about Braylon Wimmer and Brennan Malone and some of those guys and some of the things that they flash and tools that they have. Just what do you think about their development this past season, and what do you kind of hope for out of them and some of the newer pieces that you're bringing in next year offensively?
Yeah, I think Wimmer's development has been very steady. He had 27 extra base hits this year, and that's a guy that last year was in and out of the lineup. So he took a really good step this year, and as you mentioned, he's as athletic as it gets. He runs a 6.5 in the 60, has great range out there at second base, has speed, has power. So Yeah, I would say, you know, and five tools have always been a part of the game, and scouts and coaches have always looked for five tools. And you can say that he has the five tools that you're looking for. And Brennan Malone, at the end of the year, was one of our best hitters. Statistically, he was getting on base more than anybody else in our lineup. And I think he really started to find himself there towards the end. It was unfortunate that he got hurt at Kentucky. But the last third of the season, and the stats bear this out, he was one of our most consistent hitters, and he was really starting to find himself. So I think that's very encouraging as we move forward.
Go to Rick Henry next.
Hey, Mark, good to see you. You just listed some of the things that made this season so challenging for everyone. How important is it for you and the entire team to give yourself some time to decompress and just get away from everything, maybe a little bit, just recharge? Or in your case, is it, do you have to, once one season ends, do you just boom right into planning for the next season? And it's just very hard maybe to do that for yourself.
Yeah, you know, I think decompressing sounds great in a vacuum, but we just don't have that luxury to do that. It's recruiting now. It's bringing guys into campus now that the NCAA has relaxed the dead period, and now we are into a recruiting phase. We've had guys on campus visiting already. We've been off campus recruiting. Our two assistants, Couch and Meade and myself, have all been off campus recruiting already. As much as you'd love to say, hey, it's time to take a week off and decompress, you just don't have that luxury yet. You know, we might be able to find a couple of days here and there, but it's right back at it. It's just the way it is. It's what the job is. So we want to be the best. And so you just have to continue to work in that fashion. And that's what the game demands. Just the way our calendar is set up, you go right from the season right into recruiting for the summer, managing the draft. The draft is in about 3.5 weeks. So that's something we're monitoring very closely right now. So it's a great job. It's a challenging job, and there's always something to be done.
All right, that was Mark Kingston and meeting with the media today, wrapping up the baseball season for the Gamecocks. We got to take a break, and when we come back, our fishing report brought to you by Hatteras Point Tackle and Supply. Buddy Mike Abel is actually on hold right now, so we'll do that when we come back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Taking another look at our highways this afternoon, police continue to work an accident on Dorchester Road at the Mark Clark eastbound on-ramp. Now we have reports of an accident on Rivers Avenue at Dorchester Road, another accident at George Street and East Bay. EMS and police are on the scene of an accident on the Ravenel Bridge southbound. Another accident be reported to International Boulevard and the Mark Clark eastbound. EMS and police are on the scene of another accident on Ashley Phosphate at West Spartan. And finally, they're working an accident at Ashley Phosphate and Dorchester Manor. This traffic report is being brought to you by Conover Law. Conover Law Firm wants to help. Car wreck, train wreck, and even wrongful deaths via auto accidents. Contact the Conover Law Firm. Call 843-829-HURT. That's 843-829-4878. And remember, don't get run over. Call Conover. That's the latest Tri-County traffic update.
This traffic report brought to you by the Concrete Rose Foundation, uplifting the youth of the community through sports and mentoring. Visit ConcreteRoseFoundation.com to sign up for the West Ashley Junior Wildcats football team, ages 5 through 12.
Low Country Weather.
Brought to you by Disaster Care. When you have water, water everywhere, quick, better call Disaster Care.
Here's your afternoon forecast. Partly sunny and nice with a high around 85. Clear and mild tonight with a low around 72. Mostly sunny and beautiful Friday to launch another Low Country weekend with a high around 84. Looking ahead, mostly cloudy Saturday with thunderstorms likely Sunday and Monday. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
This is Al Bradham, owner of Disaster Care. When water disaster strikes, every minute counts. With more equipment and expertise than anyone, our rapid response teams are on the scene fast with everything they could possibly need. From the smallest job in your home to the largest commercial building in town, you have a choice on who to call, so call the largest water restoration company in the state.
When water is everywhere, your first call should be Disaster Care.
Water, water everywhere. Quick, better call Disaster Care.
Spring has sprung, and Carolina Building Materials has you covered for all your home projects. Masonry supplies, decorative stepping stones, Pennsylvania bluestone. Locally owned and operated, Carolina Building Materials is fully stocked with all of your replacement windows, cabinets, and doors. Visit CarolinaBuildingMaterials.com or stop by the showroom at 2440 Meeting Street. Call 843-744-2575. That's 744-2575. Carolina Building Materials.
Now
more Fan Talk with Bobby Harden.
All right, everyone, welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Thursday afternoon. I think them two ain't doing a whole lot of fishing. Just from the sound of that song.
They canoodling. Yeah. Fishing in the dark.
They're using that fishing in the song there. I don't know.
Might be some bait and tackle.
Oh, man. Time now for our weekly fishing report. And that we bring in our good buddy Mike Abel from Hadrill's Point Tackle and Supply. And I'm going to tell you how dedicated Mike is to this fishing report. He drove all the way back from Amelia Island to be with us today. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
He told his family, we got to go. I got to do the fishing report.
You a
back
damn
to
fool.
Back, honey. We got to be vacation.
Got
to be back by 4:45 for the fishing report,
Bobby,
man.
Needs me.
How's everything going over at Hadrill's?
It's doing great. It's been busy. I've been out a few days, so I had checked in with my brother too much, but it's he said it's been rocking and rolling, so getting ready for Father's Day, you know, stuff like that.
No, absolutely. I heard you were doing a little fishing on Amelia Island. How was that?
Yeah, it was pretty good. We were targeting tarpon, so we saw a ton of fish, and they're basically like, you know, we kind of went up and down the beach, and you could find them busting big schools of menhaden. And so, honestly, trying to get them off some of those schools of bait is kind of tough, you know, to get them look at your lure that you're throwing or even a bait that you put out there, because there was so much bait. But by the end of the day, I mean, we had caught a spinner shark, a couple bluefish, two really nice-sized redfish, and then we finally hooked the tarpon, and it was on the lightest rod we pretty much had, and so we fought the fish for 15 or 20 minutes, and then he ended up breaking off our leader, just kind of wearing through it. So, but it was fun, though. I mean, I saw a ton of tarpon, and that just seeing them for me is half of it, so it's pretty cool, you know, just being down there.
There you go. So I think you had a good time. Another big tournament, the Big Rock Blue Marlin Tournament up in Moorhead going on. Here, several boats from Charleston are in it. Have you heard anything about how they might be doing?
Yeah, I've seen one of them. So, like, they basically have 6 days. You fish 4 out of 6 days. And so, you know, a lot of them, I tell you, the best way to follow it is either Facebook, or they actually have a Big Rock app that you can download. And so it's really neat because, I mean, you're talking about they probably have, like, $5 million in money to disperse throughout the tournament. It's a lot of money. So, and we do have one of our, we did have a lot of Charleston boats go up there, and Captain Ryan Riggs on a boat called the Outlier right now, as far as release points, I think he's sitting in second place. And so you can win a daily. So like pretty much everybody fishes the first day. They have what they call like a fabulous fisherman. So if you catch a blue marlin over 500 pounds, the first one to do it, then there was a boat called Natural that did it. It was 521 pounds, and they won $883,000 for that one fish. So
wow. Where does all this money come from?
Well, I mean, a lot of it comes from sponsors, and a lot of it comes from the entries. I mean, they had a record-breaking 270 boats enter the tournament.
Right.
Michael Jordan's fishing is $2,500 bucks.
Right.
So.
Michael Jordan's fishing in it, right?
He is. He fished it last year too. They weighed some fish, and I think they weighed a couple dolphin this year. But it doesn't sound like it's been a whole lot for them. But it's pretty cool to have Michael Jordan fishing in a tournament like that, you know. I'd go see him. I mean, they got people lined up down the dock, you know, watching the boats as they come in and weigh fish. So it's pretty neat. I mean, it's like a fourth quarter basketball game, and it's like almost a tiebreaker. It's like all the anticipation of it is just so hard. It's just like leaves you on your seat. I mean, you listen, the app has a basically where you can listen to all the captains on the radio while they're offshore. So you can hear like, hey, you know, boated a blue marlin. So now you got to wait 2 hours for these guys to get back and then get it on the scale and see how much it actually weighs to see if it beat another fish or whatever it may be. So it's pretty fun to watch. I followed it all week, and it leaves you on your seat. I mean, they still have three more blue marlin to weigh tonight that boats are coming in. So I would get on Facebook or get on the Big Rock app and follow it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I was just looking at it, and they had several pictures of Michael Jordan. Obviously, he's probably the biggest celebrity out there. Real quick, fishing this weekend here in Charleston, where would you recommend?
Well, I mean, the inshore bite, you know, as far as jetties fishing and stuff, has been really good on bull redfish, tons of sharks being caught. I haven't really heard too many reports of tarpon yet here. Creek bite should be on fire with redfish, trout, flounder, all your usual suspects. I would definitely go early. You know, you catch more of your fish before 9 or 10 o'clock, you know, before it gets too hot. Offshore bite's been somewhat hit or miss. I mean, Bobby on the Daymaker went the other day, and they caught, I think, 15 or 20 decent-sized dolphin, and that's probably been the best dolphin report that we've heard in the last week and a half or 2 weeks. So that was kind of good to see. And so we'll see. I mean, it's looks to shape up for a good weekend for it. Of course, we got Father's Day, and we got some Father's Day sales at the shop, so everybody have to stop in and see us for that.
And you mentioned tarpon several times. You've got some seminars coming up in July and August as well, right?
Yeah, you can check our Facebook page and our website for it. I'm doing one at our Mount Pleasant location in July, and then doing one in August at our West Ashley location. It's pretty much going to be the same seminar, just offered twice. But it would be a good chance to learn more about tarpon, as they're harder to catch here in Charleston than they are down in Florida, for sure.
Just a little bit, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, you don't get as many fish push up this way. I mean, you definitely get tarpon up this way, no doubt, but you definitely have to put your time in and really kind of know what to look for. So that's what we're going to try and help guide folks and maybe give them a better percentage to catch one.
Right, absolutely. Well, Father's Day coming up Sunday. What are your hours so people will know?
Well, 7 to 5 every day. We're pretty much running like a 25% off clothing sale, doing some select flyers, you know, on sale to get like a little small gift for them. And then we do a Huck Bucket deal. You buy the Huck Bucket, which is an expensive bucket. It's a $120 bucket, but anything you put in it, you can get 20% off. So we got some good deals for Dad. So don't forget Dad this weekend.
That's it. All right, folks, we're out of time. For all your hunting and fishing needs, go see Mike and his staff. Hatteras Point Tackle and Supply, two locations, 885 Ben Sawyer Boulevard over at Mount Pleasant, West Ashley, located at 47 Windermere Boulevard. Thanks for cutting your vacation short just to be with us today, and we'll talk to you next Thursday, Mike, okay?
All right, guys.
Have a happy Father's Day. That's Mike Abel from Hatteras Point Tackle and Supply. All right, we got 2 hours in the books. Another hour to go. Scott Glaze coming up at 5:25. Talk some golfs. Just how easy it is to hit that little white ball. Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back.